This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Under the newly announced restrictions, retail stores must lower customer capacity to 25% from the current 50%. Gyms will also be capped at 25%, and indoor classes will no longer be allowed. The first-term Democrat stopped short of a stay-at-home order, calling it a last resort. Richland Community College is offering training for potential new adjunct instructors for its career and technical education transition to education mentor program. Richland is seeking people with a passion for teaching and sharing knowledge with tomorrow's workforce. Those who are part of the program will receive a stipend while training. For a list of positions and qualifications, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Pfizer is getting ready to go to the FDA. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The drug maker plans within days to apply for emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine, now saying after a final safety review, it's 95% effective with no serious side effects, similar to what Moderna says about its vaccine nearly ready.
There will be about 40 million doses available in December.
National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins, there is FDA approval for something else new.
The first rapid COVID test that can be done entirely at home. The maker is Lucira Health of California. You use a swab to collect a nasal sample. That goes into a vial that plugs into a portable device. 30 minutes later, it'll display whether or not you're positive for COVID.
Fox's Jill Nato. With record coronavirus hospitalizations, many states and cities are reimposing restrictions. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
The best way for us to avoid a stay-at-home order is to stay home.
There is big news this morning for Boeing. Fox's Jeff Manasso has it live.
Dave, the FAA says the Boeing 737 MAX with software updates and new pilot training is clear to fly again, saying its review process over the jet's malfunctioning flight control system is complete. The MAX was grounded worldwide 20 months ago after two deadly crashes, and Boeing sales of new planes have also since plunged with more than 1,000 cancellations. Right now, American, the only U.S. airline, is set to put the MAX back into schedule in late December. Dave.
Jeff, President Trump again just tweeted he won the election again, claiming fraud all over the country as his campaign keeps up legal challenges.
The president fired his top cybersecurity official, Chris Krebs, days after the agency he fronted issued a statement rejecting allegations of voter fraud during the 2020 election. On Twitter, Krebs said he was honored to serve, adding, quote, "We did it right."
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
At home with
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now you can get 35% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 35% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 35% off and a free camera today.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Across the country, governors and mayors are limiting indoor gatherings and urging people to cancel big Thanksgiving dinner plans on top of other restrictions. In many areas, they want fewer than 10 people getting together. In Europe, as the coronavirus also surges there, the COVID crackdown has been more severe, and it's leading to protests.
German police firing a water cannon at protesters in Berlin after thousands of people gathered to demonstrate against coronavirus restrictions. Police say the crowd ignored orders to wear masks and keep their distance from one another, so officers cracked down to disperse the gathering. Germany is under what's become known as a lockdown light as COVID case numbers rise. Most Germans support the restrictions, but critics say the government has been given too much power. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Now, in some places, movie theaters are being forced to close again, making things even worse for Hollywood and for theater box offices.
Movie theaters are facing another crisis, even though reports of a COVID-19 vaccine
have sent stocks soaring. Executives are bracing for a fall and a long climb back because it will be a while before the vaccine will be available. Variety reports AMC chief Adam Aaron noted that because of the pandemic, theatrical box office revenue dropped 65.6% to an estimated $15.5 billion, the worst result in decades. And even though the vaccine is lighting up the darkened road, a majority of small and mid-sized theater companies will face going bankrupt or close before a vaccine ever arrives. In Hollywood, Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Now, Michelle mentioned stocks this morning after the Pfizer news about its vaccine being even more effective and getting ready to go to the FDA within days led stock futures up more than 100 for the Dow ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I wear a mask for my community and my patients. This is Tanya Andrix of Crossing Healthcare. The mental and physical health of this community is my number one concern. And I get it. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic. But frustration and worry and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing, and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save our businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it? Please do your part and wear a mask.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 56 and 30 mile per hour winds. Tonight, clear and windy with a low around 43. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 68 and wind gusts approaching 40 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 36 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. And this look at your weather brought to you by Dunker Electric Supply and Lighting Center. Locally owned, family operated.
Good morning and welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. We will talk to Drew Early from DMH as we enter Tier 3 mitigations. Dave Wendt will check in from Forsyth and Abby from the Children's Museum. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. At least there's some sunshine. Of course, it gets dark by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's why you need that reflective clothing from Fleet Feet. We welcome Drew Early to the program. Thank you for your patience today. We've been backed up, and we appreciate you being with us. How are things at Decatur Memorial and your reaction to the announcement yesterday, although not a surprise, that on Friday we enter Tier 3 mitigations?
Yeah, I think we all kind of saw this coming. It wasn't a surprise, but you know, it's time for us to really buckle down and try to do the right thing. You know, none of us like these restrictions. These aren't fun for any of us, but the reality here is that this virus is here and it's putting an incredible strain on our community, you know, locally and regionally. And you know, recently Memorial Health System started putting out a daily dashboard that really, you know, lays bare what we're actually seeing, and as your listeners can go out onto the website and take a look at what our volume is, when Decatur Memorial's got somewhere between 25 and 35% of our inpatients are COVID positive, that's very, very real, and that's putting tremendous strain on the system.
Drew, I want to point out there are some people that have been confused by this. When the crisis communications team puts out the daily numbers and they say the amount of people that are hospitalized, that is only counting Macon County residents. And so hospitalizations, the number is actually larger because if you live in Sullivan or Bethany, you end up at the DMH. Those people are not being counted in that daily number from the Macon County Health Department.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've got to be careful that we know what numbers we're looking at. But when we're communicating, it's really what are we seeing here at the Decatur Memorial Hospital as well as across the other hospitals of Memorial Health System. And those patients come from all over the place. And we are very fortunate here in Decatur to have a really robust healthcare system that has the specialties and the physicians to care for pretty complicated patients. So patients come from all over the region to get care at DMH. So our numbers reflect what we are actually seeing here today at Decatur Memorial Hospital.
So among the organizations coming out and reacting to the governor's Tier 3 mitigations, the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, the Illinois Manufacturing Association, but a lot of health organizations, the Illinois Health and Hospital Association, what is that specifically?
Yeah, so the Health and Hospital Association is really our legislative group that comes together to represent hospitals and healthcare across the state, and really that's the body that really brings all the hospitals together. And we've been working very closely with the governor's office to strike the right balance here, both for the community as well as for hospitals, because you know when we shut down in the spring and people really stayed away, that was a tough message, because we've talked about so many times, people are still having heart attacks, they're still having strokes, cancer didn't go away. So we've got to make sure that we're preserving the capacity of the hospitals to take care of those other things that aren't going away, and we want to make sure we're here for the community when they need us, whether it's for COVID or it's something else.
Also backing this measure, the Illinois Nurses Association, the Illinois Primary Health Care Association, and the list goes on and on and on. Yet I watched person after person get up at the city council meeting on Monday night when they were passing the fines for not wearing a mask and saying medical opinions vary.
Yeah, they don't. You know, and it's very clear that the science on this is very clear. Wearing a mask works. Social distancing works. Washing your hands works. These things are very simple steps. Is wearing a mask fun? No, I wouldn't sign up to do it every day, but I do. But it makes a big difference. And, you know, everybody, you talk about it. This is a public health measure, and public health is not about me. It's about we. And how do we continue to drive this disease prevalence down in our community? Because it's hitting our residents, and it's hitting our neighbors and our friends, and if it's not hitting them, those same neighbors and friends are the ones that are taking care of these tremendous loads of patients in the hospital. You know, these healthcare workers, these are the same people that you'd see, you know, at church or out at a restaurant or at your kid's t-ball game. These are our friends and our neighbors and our family that are taking care of this community in a really challenging time. So if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for those people. It's time to stand with healthcare workers and help them, and we can all do our part.
The Illinois Association of Medicaid Health Plans, I mean, the list goes on and on of people supporting these mitigation efforts. How concerned are you, you know, just the logistics that are involved? You know, it literally is a math equation. If people get exposed and then you have to have people quarantined, we know there's a shortage in nursing, you know, overall in this country. You know, how quickly can this turn into a very, very, very serious problem for our entire community, but starting right at Memorial Hospital?
Yeah, This is a serious problem now on a daily basis. You know, we're really having to actively manage, you know, how are we managing the patients that are coming in the organization? How are we dealing with our own staff that are getting exposed in our quarantine? So it is a real, real challenge. And again, the science on this is clear. If we take these steps, we can drive these numbers down, and we can give ourselves a chance to regroup. But it's going to take all of us. And, you know, the good news here, it looks like there's some vaccines on the horizon. Now, are those going to be here and available next week? No, absolutely not. But until they are, we've got to take these steps.
All right, talk to me a little bit about, you know, we know on your dashboard the number of people who are hospitalized with COVID, and for far too long, in the 8 months, 9 months we've been dealing with this, people seem to sort of put this into one of two categories. Either you get this and you're fine, or you get this and you die, and the only people that die are people in their 80s and 90s and 100s. There's a lot of in between those two choices.
There absolutely is, and you know, certainly the old and infirmed, people with other, you know, comorbidities and other illnesses, certainly going to hurt, you know, more severely, and the challenges that they're going to have are different. However, we're seeing people, you know, in their 40s, in their 50s that are really, really sick. And if they don't die, you know, there are some people that are going to deal with long-term health challenges as a result of this. So it is very real, and it is not just hitting the sick, and it is not just hitting the old. We're seeing it very clearly. There's some new data that came out about a week ago, and it shows, you know, that men are more susceptible to severe illness, and we're seeing that here. You know, so this is real. This is not just someone else. It's not happening in another country or another state or another city. It's happening here, and we need to take control of this.
Drew, if people need to see their doctor, if they need to come to the campus, you guys are doing this in a very safe way. You know, tell me about that. I mean, maybe you put aside some moderate stuff at this point, but as you said, people still have heart disease, they still have diabetes, they still have cancer. It's still safe to come to Decatur Memorial Hospital.
Absolutely. So the first thing is, you know, if you've got something going on, talk to your doctor. If it's an emergency, our emergency room is always open and is ready to safely take care of you, whatever the issue is. So that is first and foremost. We have taken a number of steps to keep all of our facilities safe. We're screening, have been screening since the early days of this and our response in March and April. We're screening everyone that comes into on our campuses, into our buildings. That includes staff, physicians, as well as visitors. We are limiting visitors, and that's an unfortunate step we had to take. But given the disease prevalence, in order to protect our staff and protect our patients, that was a move we needed to make. But we did this all so that we can maintain services and get our community, get the people of Decatur and Macon County and surrounding counties the services and the care that they need most when they need it.
Drew, keep up the great work. Please pass along our gratitude to all of the folks who are working on these front lines in such a dangerous time. Drew Early from Decatur Memorial Hospital. Nick, you know, as crazy as this sounds, and I don't think it actually sounds crazy, it will sound crazy to some, there's never been more universal agreement than on this.
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing it almost unanimously, that those three things, those steps that everybody can repeat, because we hear of them.
I just think about these people at the council meeting the other night, talking about re-education camps and this crazy, crazy stuff. But then people, you know, you're not getting the facts. The media is lying to you. There are other medical. Don't show me a YouTube video of a chiropractor in St. Louis, okay? If that's the place you are, you're so outside of what is universally accepted. I mean, do you think with these, no one wants these mitigations. I mean, no one wants it. But yesterday, upon the release of this, the Illinois Health and Hospital Association, the Illinois Manufacturing Association, the Illinois Retail Association, the Illinois Nurses Association, the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association, every single one of these groups that represents everyone in healthcare across the board came out and supported this yesterday.
Yeah, I think that people that are reluctant, not reluctant, just outright denying this, are looking for impossible goalposts or diminishing it because of, you know, such a small percentage of the overall world population, or in the case of our caller earlier, if it doesn't rise to the level of wiping out 30, 50% of the world's population, then this isn't serious. Talk to me when it gets there. Why don't we talk to you now so it doesn't get there? Why don't we talk to you 6 months ago so it doesn't get there?
Why don't we just not talk to you at all, because you have nothing to offer the conversation other than this obstinance that you have created in your mind along with the President of the United States and Dan Calkins and Darren Bailey and Tom DeVore. You know what? Not one of them has done anything to actually help. Other than the stimulus money that was passed out, they needed to do it again. I agree with Kevin Verhaeghe. I don't care if they start printing money. You know, get some help for these restaurants, these bars, these small businesses. Get this, you know, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi have to get their act together and do something to support people. And the politics does get played on both sides. You know, I mentioned this to Senator Menar earlier. It's great to see these Democrat and Republican governors now working together across the Midwest. They could have done this 2 months ago, but they weren't going to do it with an election right down the road.
No, you know,
and that's terrible that they would put politics above people's health.
Yeah, that's inexcusable, but we saw so much of that leading up to it. You know, you can't fall out of ranks going into an election. I mean, it just seems to be what people are saying. But
well, I you know, here's something that did give me hope, which I shared with Congressman Davis yesterday. I don't know if you got a chance to read Mark Penn's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about America's shockingly moderate electorate. And he did a lot of data analysis that reemphasized what I felt like what voters said in this election, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to go to the far right. They don't want to go to the far left. Most people are somewhere in the middle. And I think there's a chance, and I do consider Congressman Davis to be at heart a moderate. I think he's a guy who works across the aisle. I think he's a guy who can get some things done. I think that there's a chance with the Joe Biden presidency, and I know that there's a lot of Republicans that don't agree with this. They think it's all going to be like an AOC march to socialism. I don't think that's going to be the case at all, because I don't think that's what the electorate had to say on election day. It's a very interesting piece. Mark Penn's an interesting cat. He's on that Showtime show, The Circus, and he's been doing this for a long time. And what he said, the polls predicted a landslide, but the result was close and split because voters have basically rejected radical changes in either political direction.
Yeah, that's right. They want to have the boat stop rocking left and right. They just want to be a sea on a country they love. The people have made money, raised their families, have moved here to escape something. They just want it. They just want to be able to float along and head in the right direction.
That's exactly right. And I took some comfort in this because I think he's a smart dude. Mm-hmm. But here he says, we are one country divided by two parties. But the nation is largely moderate, practical, and driven by common sense over ideology. I needed to hear that yesterday, mm-hmm. because all I ever hear in my job is ideology.
Yeah, and I feel like there are actually almost like four parties where you have, red and blue in the middle, and then you have these two parties that are far out on the other ends. And I think there's been a rejection of those two extremists, in the last few weeks.
Yeah. And he points out that only 24% of voters identify as liberal, while 38% say they're conservative, okay? And then there's 38% who say they're moderate. So there are as many people, and in fact more than liberals, that self-identify as moderate as compared to conservative or liberal. And self-identified liberals have actually declined 2 points, despite all of what you've seen over this summer and everything else. Most people still would prefer compromise on immigration, on stimulus, on health care, and we have let the tail wag the dog far too long in this country.
Yeah, two healthy parties that can give and take, that can negotiate, that can compromise is far better than one completely running through the entire system. And this is an opportunity for both to kind of fortify.
But it is also, I feel like, my responsibility. I have 3 hours a day. I'll have it until they tell me I can't have it anymore, to give voice to those people, because we give voice to the extremes far too often, right? Mm-hmm. Most people are not on Facebook arguing science. They're not. They're living their lives. They're making sure their kids get their homework done. They would find it appalling that somebody would send a death threat to somebody.
Right.
I mean, most people are in that space. They might disagree on this. They might feel this way about wind technology or feel a little different about what are we teaching in English in schools, but they're not living their life screaming.
Right. Yeah, and most is even an undersell. It's nearly all. I mean, the percentage is super high that people look at those things and go, no, I don't want to death threat somebody. That's out of the realm of even reality to almost all people.
Yep. And then if you look around the world and the people that are just blaming Pritzker here in Illinois, right, 80% of the world is requiring masks in public settings right now.
Yeah, I think I read.
It's not a 50-50 option.
Right.
93% of the world right now has significant restrictions on gathering size, right?
Yeah.
63% have non-essential business closures. 60% have entertainment or public spaces down, and 65% are now using a tracing app, contact tracing app. We're way behind on those numbers here in the United States of America. But the people who still continue to think this is a J.B. Pritzker problem, why do we keep rewarding their ignorance?
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. I think I even saw in communities or countries like maybe it was New Zealand where they have just a handful of cases, they're requiring masks. You know, there are places where they have successfully suppressed it all the way down, but realize that it can creep right back up rapidly
But the way they suppressed it down was shutting down everything.
That's right.
Even more than we did here in this country back in the spring. And so you would have to translate this into some sort of crazy new world order. Everyone participating, even people who live by different laws and don't have the United States Constitution, all conspiring to give the government more power. And then there are people out there right now shaking their head going, yep, that's absolutely right. And I'm telling you, we're done with you. We're done with you. You're the guy at work. You're the gal at work that offers nothing at all to survive. You're just the guy who no one wants to be around, who no one wants to listen to, because you bring everybody down in the room. You're just bitch and moan. You never have a solution to anything, and it's always the boss is out to get you. That's who you are now. And it is time to move you aside. You're either going to participate willingly in keeping all of us healthy and hoping to stay safe, to stay open as much as we can, or you're the guy now who's going to get the fine because you just can't follow common sense.
Yeah, a lot of the people that were upset about the fine, reluctantly put on their masks and are going to go about their business and aren't going to ever get fined because they realize it sucks. I don't want to do it. I believe whatever I believe. But I'm going to do it anyway. And so it was necessary. And for most people, they're not going to run into an instance of getting fined because they're already sort of on board with doing what they can for their community. Whether willingly or reluctantly, it's most people aren't going to be affected.
Leadership matters, and it matters more than it ever has. And that council meeting was incredibly frustrating on Monday night. Incredibly frustrating because people feel like they have to just do all of these twists and turns. I mean, I just don't understand, and I guess it's just a matter of people not being able to pivot or deal with change, that, look, we are where we are. It's no one's fault. There is no one to blame. It is much more unfair to some types of businesses than it is others, just based on the nature of the virus itself. That wasn't by design. No one had any say in that. It's just what it is. I mean, I feel just as bad for Skip Houston as I feel for Randy West because no one's going to the movies. That's not his fault.
Yeah, hotels, airlines, concert venues,
cruise ships. Yeah. I mean, you can make a list. I'm done with you can call up and harass Nick, although I've told him just to hang up on you. So if he stays and listens, that's his fault.
It's on me now, huh?
Yeah, it's on you. The idea that if you're just going to say hoax, if you're just going to say fake news, if you're just going to say medical experts' opinion varies, really? Because we just went into Tier 3 mitigation, and every single organization that is literally involved with lobbying Springfield on behalf of hospitals, on behalf of doctors, on behalf of nurses, across the board just universally agreed with this measure. Medical opinions don't vary. You've got kooks that you're associating yourself with because that's what you'll do to find anyone that agrees with your theory about this. And I thought 8-9 months into this, we wouldn't have to have this kind of conversation. I really did. And I thought that we would be together a little longer than we were. I mean, do you remember when people were cheering each other from balconies and people were finding ways to lift spirits and people were finding ways to lift up rather than tear down? That lasted like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not as widespread as you would think it would be at this point.
No, because we have the patience of a toddler in this country anymore. And what America is becoming known for is we throw one hell of a temper tantrum. Be proud. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 56 and 30 mile per hour winds. Tonight, clear and windy with a low around 43. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 68 and wind gusts approaching 40 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 36 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:28.
Thank you. We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful custom cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you within budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Ready. This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 12,601 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 97 additional confirmed deaths. Yesterday, Macon County officials reported 4 deaths. Officials also reported 125 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 5,471. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 597,849 cases, including 10,875 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. Macon County CASA will hold its second virtual CASA quarterback draft on Thursday, December 10th. The CASA quarterback draft is held to recruit more male volunteers to advocate for children within CASA. Macon County CASA currently has more than 630 children in foster care in the county. Half of those children are boys who have the need for a positive role model in their lives. The CASA quarterback draft is a no-obligation introduction to CASA. If you would like to find out more about CASA and the quarterback draft, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. One of the longest aircraft groundings in history is over for an American company.
The FAA says the Boeing 737 MAX, with software updates and new pilot training, is clear to fly again, saying its review process over the jet's malfunctioning flight control system is complete. The MAX was grounded worldwide 20 months ago after two deadly crashes.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Boeing's up about 5% to start the day. We're also seeing a rally on Pfizer announcing its vaccine with BioNTech was 95% effective, better than first thought. And it's the final day to hand count presidential ballots in Georgia, where there have been uncounted votes discovered in three counties.
Not enough to overturn the result in Georgia at this point. Biden still leads by almost 13,000 votes, but it certainly buttresses the president's claims that there are irregularities in the vote counting process.
Fox's John Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 56 and 30-mile-per-hour winds, while tonight clear and windy with a low around 43. For Thursday, sunny with a high near 68 and wind gusts approaching 40 miles per hour, while Friday is partly sunny with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 37 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Right now, it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed lower on Tuesday, one day after both the Dow and the S&P 500 set new records. The big board was down 167 points to 29,783. In economic news, retail sales rose 0.3 during October, below the expected gain of 0.5, and were up 5.7% year over year. While below expectations, retail sales continued to rebound from the bottom that was hit during April when sales dropped 21.7%. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.44% and the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.45%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 1.1%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 1/32nd, yielding 0.868%. Gold futures were down $16.40 at $1,868.60. Crude oil futures were up 90 cents at $42.33 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 29,830, a positive 38 points, ADM at 49.91, Ameren 80.82, Caterpillar 173.31, Norfolk Southern 245.97, PPG 143.74, Tate & Lyle 35.64, and Mueller Water 11.94. And painter Claude Monet once said, "To see, we must forget the name of the thing we are looking at." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Dave Wendt, thank you very much for adjusting your schedule a little bit for us today. It's been a little bit wild and crazy here. How are you doing? How is your family? How are the trustees in Foresight doing?
Doing well. I hope your guys are doing well yourself. I was talking with Nick. You guys seem a little bit busy and more hectic this morning, but no problem. Happy to still have the chance to chat with you. Things are going well. Kids are almost done with the semester or getting into finals week as far as the two in college, and pretty soon we'll have them home. So just trying to keep moving forward from there.
All right. Talk to me about this economic stimulus program that you guys put together. You delivered checks to each of the five hotels in Forsyth as grants. You're looking to do something for other businesses as well. How did this come about? How does all of this work?
Well, this was an idea that Jim Peck and I had talked about a while back and discussed with the board, and the board very enthusiastically supported trying to help out where we can. And, you know, we collect hotel tax, and the way we're structured under state law, the hotel tax has to be spent on tourism-related events and stuff that bring people to the greater community. So that's where we end up supporting Decatur Celebration, the Shoreline Classic, and other events like that. Well, with all those being canceled, the hotel tax receipts have been down. But what we decided to try and give back, because those hotels are part of helping us support those events, is we came up with the idea that we took $50,000 worth of hotel tax money and issued that as grants to each of the five hotels in Forsyth. We did it in proportion to, you know, what the ratio is of the money that they submit to us last year during this time. And so Jim and I and then Jake Smith, our economic development community relations guy, delivered those Monday afternoon. We took advantage of the nice sunny weather, even though it was a little chilly, and got to visit with each of the hotels, either management or people there, and hand those over and just tell them thank you for their support. And we want to try and help them support going forward. So we're working on something for the restaurants, because, you know, they're really hit hard with this second version of the shutdown and no indoor dining, and it's not like during the summer when we could have outside seating. So we're wrapping up the last details on that we'll be able to try and do our own small version of Forsyth stimulus.
Dave, what are you guys doing as far as monitoring those restaurants and whether or not they're allowing indoor seating, going against the governor's and the Illinois Department of Public Health orders? Are you just taking a hands-off approach, or are you talking about potential fines and you know, how are you policing that?
We're not talking about any potential fines or anything for that. Really, we defer to the Macon County Health Department as far as governance over the restaurants. So Like I said, what we're trying to do is figure out ways that we can help support, you know, using whatever we can to help them, you know, get through this and then maybe try and route more business to them either after the shutdowns or these restrictions are eased somewhat, or even if we can route more business to them maybe while they're drive-through and takeout only. So, you know, it's different than other businesses, unfortunately, that can still allow people inside at limited capacity. But with the cold weather, the restaurants, I think, are significantly different in the challenges that they face.
All right, Dave, I'm not sure I understood what you just said, but you know, the Macon County Health Department has its hands full, right? I mean, they've given you the advice. I mean, they're following the mandate that the restaurants should not be allowing indoor dining. And I get that they're businesses and you're concerned about their welfare. But let's say it wasn't a pandemic. Let's say people just kept breaking the health department rules and were serving unsafe food. Would you guys take a hands-off approach to that?
I'm not sure what our authority is in that situation. We don't regulate their health. We don't issue a business permit as a village. So, you know, we would, work with the health department to, you know, help them, you know, enforce what their rules are. So when you have somebody who has, you know, as we've seen over the past several years with different restaurants being shut down for health code reasons, I'm not sure the city of Decatur or, you know, if we would have one in Forsyth, at the village of Forsyth, we would be notified of what was going on. But I'm not sure. I'd have to check with, you know, our village administrator what our actual authority is in that situation from a health code perspective.
Do you issue a liquor license?
Yes.
Okay, so you have control over that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what's happening in a lot of communities. Those are being pulled or being revoked if people are not abiding by what the state says you have to do. I guess I'm wondering, I'm asking not your personal opinion, but just as the board that is elected to sort of serve your community, have you had any of these conversations about what you can or cannot control and as far as following these rules of mitigation?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some discussions as far as what we have influence or what we have, and I've taken some of the phone calls or questions from residents who are concerned about how many people are at a certain store or things like that. And, you know, the conversations we've had is from a health perspective when it comes to that. You know, we can, you know, make communications of concerns, but, you know, without a business license or something like that, we're limited on what we can do other than coordinate with the county.
All right, but you could pass a mask ordinance, could you not?
Well, we could, but you know, to some extent, that, you know, if that's what's coming out of Springfield, then yeah, I what I'm seeing is the businesses that I do business at have a mask requirement themselves already, and me personally, that's my preference for how this should happen is, you know, a business should be able to say, this is what we expect of our customers doing business here. And if somebody doesn't like it, then they can go do business somewhere else or, you know, not patronize that business.
Okay. But you are concerned about the numbers, right?
Yes.
I mean, we just talked to
a daughter who's going through nursing clinicals right now. So she's at University of Missouri Hospital doing working on her nursing degree, and I've got other family members who are involved in the health field. I've got a brother who's a police officer, so yeah, I think the numbers you know are interesting, that they're a lot higher than you know what I think everybody would like them to be. So it's but I think the hard part is, you know, I also don't, you know, I don't see how the state or the city or anyone, I think, you know, I saw where the police chief for Decatur was talking about he doesn't want to have his police officers going in and breaking up a 10-year-old's birthday party. As much as we can agree that that's probably not a good idea to have a big family get-together, you know, that's something I personally, as a village trustee, don't want to get involved in trying to regulate what goes on in people's homes.
I didn't ask you about homes. I was talking about public businesses.
No, but that's the next extension too.
On the one hand, on the other, I asked you specifically about what you guys are thinking about as far as Forsyth businesses are concerned.
What I see in Forsyth businesses is masks being required.
And restaurants are closed.
Hand sanitizer everywhere and limited capacity, numbers of people in the stores. Menards, for example, has got a great big sign as soon as you come in as far as what their rated capacity is, as far as number of people in the store, and then therefore whatever the 20%, 25% is that they're allowed. So that's what I'm seeing as going to Menards, going to Lowe's, having been into a couple stores at the mall, I'm seeing that going on elsewhere. We've shut down the library again. So that's gone virtual and online again. So Rachel and her people are working hard to still provide those materials and programs virtually. The park, obviously, with the cold weather coming in, that's pretty much almost already shut down anyway. And we winterize the bathrooms and close those down over the winter, anyway. So the events and things happening, at the park, we've shut down or canceled our Christmas tree lighting because it wasn't going to be a good idea to have Santa visits and sleigh rides and hot cocoa for everybody. We're still going to decorate the trees in the park to try and bring that Christmas cheer, but then still try and work with the businesses where we can as far as to try and help out or what we can do once we get through this and the numbers start going down.
All right, but are you saying that all of your restaurants are complying with the orders of the state?
I haven't been to all of the restaurants, so I don't know who's, there's, I know there's various restaurants in Macon County that have decided to stay open.
Dave, quit doing city against city. I'm asking you specifically about Forsyth. You've said, as a village body, you have shut down everything, the library, you've done all the right things. Are there restaurants that are still allowing indoor dining right now in Forsyth?
I think so. I haven't been to all of them. I don't know who's allowing what. It seems like the numbers are smaller, but that's one of those that the discussions I've had with David Stroll, our village administrator, is from a restaurant operations that would be a health department enforcement responsibility as far as serving food and the indoor dining.
Dave, I appreciate it. I'm not trying to pick on you today. I just think everybody just wants to turn a blind eye to the stuff that's tough right now. You guys are doing the responsible thing and the things you control, like the library. Of course you're not going to keep it open because it doesn't make any sense to. Yet we're all going to sort of go, if everybody followed the rules, we'd be better off, but we're not really going to make everybody follow the rules. And I just think it's a dangerous path, and it's not all your responsibility. And I apologize, you have to be the spokesperson for all of it today. But
that's part of my job, but I'm also aware that I have to limit myself and our board as far as what we have authority for and what the board's willing to do. So my personal opinions as one person on the board, I've always tried to be, open and clear with you as far as what my personal opinions are versus I will always want to be careful about, speaking on behalf of six other people and what their opinions are.
But I think the power of the board is whatever the board wants it to be. You had literally a person that ran your board that didn't want a liquor store in Forsyth, so you didn't get a liquor store in Forsyth until he left. I think your power is a little more than what you're suggesting it is today.
Well, as far as stuff that's ancient history, that's kind of like, people bringing up leaf burning for the city council or other things that previous boards, I can't speak for or be responsible for what previous boards did or didn't do. I can be responsible for what we're doing now and we're taking, thoughtful conversations on what we are willing and what we are able to do. So,
Dave, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you moving around for us this morning, and please stay safe and stay healthy. Dave Wendt, one of the village trustees of Forsyth. we can't, this isn't about pitting community versus community. We know that there are a lot of elected officials right now that, you know, I don't understand, you know, if something's going on at the mall, like a security issue, that board deals with it. If they had a problem with a store selling underage, right, you know, individuals alcohol, they would deal with it. This punt the ball thing that's going on, and it's happening in Mount Zion and Forsyth and, I mean, other places. It's not just Dave. And once again, Dave's a really good guy, and I feel bad having to just put the tough questions to him. But is there anything to you that you heard sound like that they really are interested in making these restaurants enforce the rules?
Not it. It doesn't sound like their board wants that authority, and are, you know, it just doesn't sound like that. No.
One of the threats that's been used by governments is that we control your liquor license, and if you're not going to follow the rules, we can revoke your liquor license.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm assuming their board has talked about that, and that's not where they landed. And you know, you're right. That is what a lot of communities are doing, and a lot of communities are using the health department as that way. But if you want it out, and it'd be best to maybe look at it. And if you don't, then that just call it what it is. That's not what we want. You know, not that I'm with it, but
no, but you can't have it both ways.
Right. Right.
And I think that's the frustrating part for me. Just say, yeah, we're going to take this seriously, but not all the way seriously, because we are more interested in this versus that. All right, we get back on the other side of the break. Abby will join us from the Children's Museum. You know, they've been shut down through this entire thing. They're still finding a way to fundraise and do virtual events and doing their best, their utmost best, and at the same time keeping everybody safe and following the rules. Stay tuned.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051. The phone number for Smith Tire Company. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road, or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Hi, this is Lori from Dunker Electric Supply and the Lighting Center. Did you know we are family-owned and have served Decatur since 1971? That's over 48 years. And did you know we are Macon County's only full-service electrical supply and lighting showroom? We carry a full selection of electrical supplies, tools, and the most diverse, up-to-date, trendy selection of lighting fixtures around, with customer service that is unmatched by any competition. Stop in and see us at 1744 North 22nd Street or on the web at dunkerelectric.com.
November, the month of Thanksgiving, a time to reflect on our blessings. This year, the staff at Shop on Main is especially grateful and says thank you for supporting them. Thank you for checking Shop on Main first for unique selection of apparel. Thank you for loving their jewelry, gloves, wraps, and even the new fashion accessory, the mask. And thank you for purchasing gifts, holiday, and home decor. Open 10 to 5 weekdays, 10 to 4 on Saturday, at 407 North Main Street. Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Really good news coming tomorrow. We'll be visiting with Nicole Bateman from the Economic Development Corporation. Very excited about that. Stay tuned. But in the meantime, Abby joins us from the Children's Museum. The CM of IL trying to do their best. Man, fundraising's tough. Operations are tough right now. Abby, you know, what can you do? What can't you do? You know, you've not been really open for business since this whole thing started 8 months ago. Hello? Nick?
Hey, hello.
Okay, there we are.
There we are.
I'll start over again. You guys have had a tough run on this, you know, for 8-9 months now. Yet you're still out there trying to do some things virtually, trying to figure out a way to keep raising money, keep the doors open. How hard has this been for the Children's Museum?
Oh man, I mean, it's been rough, you know. We closed March 15th, right before our fairy tale ball, right before field trips, right before our 30th birthday party. our busy season of summer. I mean, it's been really, really rough without that income. But, you know, we've been trying ever since March to find new ways to still bring arts and science to the kids, find ways to do things virtually. We're kind of getting the hang of it now. So, you know, we're just doing what we can, you know, within the parameters that we've been given.
Okay, and so tell me about some upcoming events that are going to happen here, because you can still support the Children's Museum, but do it in a virtual way. You've got something you put together with the Key Team. We love the Key Team. You got an end-of-the-year trivia all based on sort of 2020. This might be fun. How do people sign up?
Yeah, so end-of-year trivia is coming up on December 3rd. You can sign up online on our website at cmofil.org, or you can call the museum. We can get you signed up. It's a Zoom event, and you can do singles or doubles with that $15 registration. And everything's going to be in 2020-themed, not political. It's going to be very, very very middle of the road, but all really, really good stuff. It's going to be pretty funny. We're having a good time coming up with those questions.
All right, and I love the Zoom with Santa idea. Tell me how kids and families can get involved with this.
Oh, my gosh. Zoom with Santa is a hit. We only have a few spots left, so if you really want to do it, you gotta give us a call. We'll set up a Zoom time for you to you and your family to have a personal conversation with Santa. So we know that you know, holidays look a little different for people, and we just want to keep, like, the magic alive and you know, still have that, you know, that meeting with Santa, because Santa is just a huge part of Christmas and the holidays.
All right, and another way people can support the museum, the Pavement of Memories brick program, $150 for two-line brick, $200 for a three-line brick. Where will these bricks go, and how do people purchase them?
Yeah, so you can purchase online or you can give us a call. They are right out in front of the museum. So we have our big dragon sculpture, and all of the bricks are surrounding that. So it's right as you pull into the museum, right as you come up to the front doors, all of the bricks are right there. It's really cool.
Abby, best of luck to you. CMofil.org if you want to check out their website for more. We'll take a quick break. These days, our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. There are remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the speed to power all your devices at once. So while the kids are video gaming away, you can video chat with ease. And with coverage throughout your home, you can Internet wherever, whenever. Plus, get added protection with XFi Advanced Security to help keep your devices safe. Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with reliable speed and coverage. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway. Just log in and activate through the Xfinity app. Plus, at Xfinity Mobile, and now through January 4th, get $250 off when you purchase an eligible phone. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 11-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After terms, regular rates apply. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 56 and 30-mile-per-hour winds. Tonight, clear and windy with a low around 43. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 68 and wind gusts approaching 40 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 37 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:56.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
You. As communities continue to respond to COVID-19, SIU Center for Family Medicine wants to remind you to mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet. If you are being COVID tested, you must quarantine until you receive a negative test result, because this ensures the safety of others. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like shortness of breath, fever, or a cough, call 217-545-5100. Our pandemic health workers can help you get the resources you need. Do your part. Mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. Distance, 6 feet.
listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, back here on a Wednesday, literally about a minute left of the show. Nick, it is odd to me as we have moved through these 8 to 9 months. You know, the Children's Museum of Illinois, no one is saying they've been unfairly targeted by the governor, right?
I haven't heard that.
It is just as much a struggle for them to keep their doors open, meaning how do they survive, even more so, because they, you know, their business depends on bodies being inside there. But they're expected to play by the rules, and they're playing by the rules. What's the difference?
I don't really see one. Maybe the pseudo-unionism of it, maybe?
The what?
The strength in numbers, you know, like, hey, the brotherhood of restaurant and bar owners.
Or the brotherhood of bad actors that just don't really care whether their customers get sick or not? I don't get it. And I also don't get the lack of leadership on this issue. You know, if the Children's Museum opened their doors to hundreds of kids tomorrow, there would be an uproar. And it would be deservedly so. But they're not going to do it. They're going to do the right thing, even though financially it's killing them. Because there are actually people dying. Not metaphorically, but really. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Thursday. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 12,601 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 97 additional confirmed deaths. Yesterday, Macon County officials reported 4 deaths. Officials also reported 125 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.